Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. There was a big apartment building fire in New Haven that displaced 35 people. We have New Haven Assistant Fire Chief Danny Coughlin, friend of the show, on. Good morning, Danny.
How are you?
Good. Thanks for what you do.
Oh, thank you for having us on.
What happened?
We got a report of a, actually came in funny, we got a report of an activated fire alarm at this apartment building, which really only sends about 8 guys. It's an engine company and a ladder company. When they got on scene, they had a tremendous amount of smoke from the building. They immediately hit a box alarm, which is a full fire assignment, and they had a heavy volume of fire pushing out of this 23-unit apartment building. Ended up going to a second alarm. Like I said, 23 apartments had to be searched. It ended up being quite a big situation. They rescued an 11-year-old girl via ladder.
Whoa.
And a cat and a dog. Yeah.
Wow. So via ladder. That tells me that there was like no other way out for this 11-year-old.
Yeah, she was stuck in there. She was smart enough to get herself to a window.
Wow.
Two firefighters, Bianchi and Giasanti, saw her, immediately threw a 20-foot ladder up to the window and carried her down.
Wow. That's like right out of a movie. You guys,
yeah, they did a tremendous job.
Yeah, you guys make it look so easy. And, wow, holy crap. And then the cat and the dog, where were they?
Cats always go and hide under beds or closets or couches. So they found her in a closet, and the dog was just sitting in a crate. Guys walked by it, saw the dog, took it right out. Luckily, I can't even begin to tell you the amount of smoke that's in this building. And the dog, they're more, they survived better than us. So the dog was just sitting there, and they carried it right out.
Wow. That's wild. What a horrible death that would be, just stuck in a crate in a fire.
Yeah, no kidding.
Jeez. Wow. Yeah. And then, was the dog on a higher floor? Did you have to carry the dog down a ladder or no?
No. These guys carried him right out in the crate. Dog was on the second floor. So was the cat. The young girl was on what we would call the third floor. There's actually like a subfloor. They went right in. They got everybody out, searched 23 apartments. And
23 apartments.
Overall,
that's so much space.
Yeah, 23 apartments.
I read somewhere that there was a hoarding situation in one of them, or that's where it started.
There was a hoarding situation. Our fire marshal's office, once we get reports of hoarding, they get on it. They're great. You know, they investigate these things. So they're all over that now.
That's got to be a nightmare to try to get through a hoarding situation in a fire, in deep smoke. Like, how do you do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy. And then stuff starts to fall on you, and you're not sure if it's structural or if it's just garbage. I mean, we routinely have sheetrock ceilings fall in on us, but stuff with weight is a little different.
Oh, holy crap. And so everybody got out. Everyone's fine. One person was rescued. Did she end up going to the hospital?
No, she was absolutely fine. She reunited with her father right on scene, and they're with the Red Cross right now in a hotel somewhere in the city.
That's awesome. I mean, not that they lost all their stuff, but she was fine and didn't even have to go in for, some kind of an examination. I read somewhere.
Yeah, she's a smart little kid.
Smart kid. Get to the window. We used to do those things with the stickers in the windows. They'd give them to us in school, and we'd stick them on the bedrooms where the kids were. Is that still a thing or no?
Nah, they don't really do that anymore. Technology age, we have these programs, and, the fire districts, they go out and do what we call a pre-plan. So we know this building is this, and it's got this inside of it. So technology's kind of taken away from the sticker, but I'll be honest with you, they're probably not a bad idea.
Right. Right. Luckily, this kid was able to get to the window. There was one person that had to be brought to the hospital for smoke inhalation. Was that a firefighter or a resident?
No firefighters injured. It was one of the residents from the actual fire floor, not the fire apartment, but the adjacent apartment.
Wow. Well, great job, man. Really. You guys make it look so easy.
That's a lot of people to save.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did a good job. You know, New Haven, we're blessed with heavy manpower. You know, we got a lot of firefighters, so we're able to throw a lot at it quick. But you still got to have the cojones to go in and do it, and they do
it. That's the thing. You got to have the cojones to go in there. The 23 apartments, it's a lot of apartments. One of them's a hoarder situation. Smoke everywhere. Flames coming out the windows.
And that every door, every apartment you go into, it's got to be a different situation.
Yeah, I mean, even if they're, even if architecturally they're set up the same exact way, which they pretty much are, but everybody sets up their living room different, you know. It's a maze every time. And, you know, usually with these big buildings, you know, you'll get heavy smoke on the fire floor, maybe the floor above or something like that. You'll at least get one or two clear floors, not this building. The whole thing was charged with smoke, even down to the basement.
Damn.
Well, and smart to take the dog out in the crate. That comes from experience. Because I would have been like, oh, let me get you out of here. And then now which way does it go? Does it even leave? And then you get it. Let's just say he does run outside. Now it's like, oh, did anyone see the dog that we saved? No. Down the road.
Oh, yeah. And that's the other thing is they get protected for themselves. They've nipped guys before.
Right. So you got to stick your fingers in the cage and carry the cage down. And they're like, I don't know what's happening. This is too much. Sight, sound, smell. Too much.
Even the cat. Overwhelm a cat, try to pick it up, see what happens.
Yeah.
It's usually not pretty.
Those claws will shred your forearm.
Ugh. I'd be under the bed with the cat. That's where I'd be.
That's the thing. You have to check under all these beds, too, because sometimes kids hide under there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The searches are so thorough, but these guys and girls, they do it so fast. They just, it's systematic. You know, New Haven goes to almost 100 building fires a year, so they know what they're doing.
Wow. Pretty cool, man. Congratulations to you and everybody on that scene.
Thank you.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, thank you. New Haven Assistant Fire Chief Danny Coughlin. Good to hear your voice, brother. This is just a weird studio right now because I'm over in my computer Googling stuff like Carrie's mother is horny, and I'm trying to find this scene to prove to you all that I'm right, and then I look to my left, and Pat Oates doesn't have his shirt on, and he's putting like wax strips all over his body.
You might call him Frisky.
He's Frisky. And it's clearly chilly in here. 99.1 PLR, 95.9, the Fox, Chaz, and AJ in the morning.
Stunt or stupid?
As AJ makes his way back from California after attending comedy camp, Pat has volunteered to take on today's Stunt or Stupid. It is the wax strip challenge. What is the wax strip challenge? It is we put a bunch of wax strips all over Pat Oates, and then we just start pulling numbers, and those numbers will determine how many strips we pull off.
Well, he's put a bunch on, so they're all coming off at some point.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we didn't do one at a time.
Yeah, let's keep it going. Oh.
By the way, Pat, you're hairier than I expected.
Oh, I'm happy you think about me.
No, you're a bald man, so I don't think of you having a lot of hairy body.
I shave my head, dude. I could have an afro if I wanted.
Yeah. No, I pictured Pat to be hairy.
Did you?
Yeah.
Aww,
you're like a man's man. You wear like flannels and you talk all gruff. Here's a guy who doesn't, he's not going to be like,
Thanks, Ruth.
Not a lot of personal grooming.
You can be Steve Carell from 40-Year-Old Virgin for
That's
Halloween
right.
now.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen that either.
Oh, my God. Really? I didn't see that movie until I met Jennifer. She was like, what? You haven't seen this? You must see it. Oh, I love Ruth's face as she's putting these on.
Well, my face isn't pumped either.
There's a lot of glee in her face, yeah.
No, she's like...
this isn't good times for anybody.
What would you say? This is that face is just kind of like, oh, do I have to?
It's not Piper Laurie.
No, she's not Piper Laurie, all horny.
Phil is. Didn't imagine he was so heavy.
I didn't. I was surprised.
Phil Laurie, yeah.
Wow. I got to tell you something. Pat's commitment to this bit is really another level. Like, he wore shorts so we could put strips on his legs.
Yeah.
He's really... When was it that I texted you a picture over the weekend?
It was like Friday, I think.
Yeah.
You just said, would you be up for this? And it was a picture of a man with strips all over him. And I wrote, ha ha, sure. And that was it.
End of convo.
Yeah, I'm filling in for the greatest of all times of this. I have to step it up. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like that he's still just adding.
Yeah?
We're still just applying.
Oh, one to the head.
I didn't shave the last 3 days, so there's a couple hairs that'll be weird.
Oh, good. Yeah. Get those right off.
We're in. Yeah.
I thought that was going to go on the eyebrow.
No, I need those.
Is there a patch of hair like on his shoulder, like the top of his back?
I wouldn't know.
Shoulder. Did you get that little strip along the bottom back?
My stamp tramp?
Your stamp tramp? Let's get that out of
there. That's for the ladies. Oh, did I say it wrong, Ruth? I'm sorry.
Tramp stamp, yeah. What about a nipple? We don't want to do that, right?
Oh, we have to. There's got to be one.
Let's nip it up.
If not, an armpit.
Oh, my God. I don't really have much armpit.
Oh, boy, you did a small one, too. That's...
Oh, I don't have large areolas. Sorry, Phil. Did that ruin another dream?
All right, we have a lot.
I think we're ready.
There's nothing on your right arm.
I wonder why. Maybe it's for my patches. I don't know. What are these? They look like just weird.
Let's take the wax off, so we don't want those.
The one dead center chest, that's going to hurt coming out.
Oh, yeah, we saved that one for last.
Why do you know, Phil?
That's going to hurt.
Look how long that hair is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like deeply rooted hair.
Yeah, I know. I don't grow it or braid it or nothing. I just let it happen.
Yeah.
That hair's like a tomato plant. It doesn't want to come up.
Yeah, those roots. It's bringing a lot with it.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so for people who think I fake stuff, I won't be faking any noises today. If you didn't like my laugh, you're really going to hate this.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. How many would you say he has on there?
I would say 20.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I see 7. I can't see his back.
I don't know what you see my back. My back is covered, though.
What?
19.
Oh, boy, that back is covered.
Okay.
We're going to start with the back, then. I think that'll be the most fun.
I don't like Phil watching.
I need to know what's going on.
Right in the middle, you just went, okay.
All right, so I think...
can you move to the other microphone so I have a better view?
Get those shorts out of the way, bro. We're trying to do a game here.
All right, what we should probably do is take a break and then come back and just let all hell break loose. But do we want to do one before we go to break?
Yeah, like a teaser.
A little teaser.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, Frisky music? No.
That's right, Frisky music.
Yeah.
Bring on Carrie's mother.
We have gained quite a few viewers in the Twitch stream, by the way.
Yeah, you did. You're welcome.
Pat, I can see your dirty pillows.
Oh, they're not. They're breasts. We all have them.
I can smell the coffee on your breath.
Every day. Am I pulling?
No, Root's going to pull.
All right.
Going to the back?
Yeah.
Let's start at the back.
Let's do one on the
back. Like prison. All right, go.
Ready?
Yeah.
I don't want to be ready.
1, 2, 3.
Oh,
well, now I know why he wants to keep the eyebrows.
Now we know why we're removing the nipple during the break.
Where will we pull the next spot? 203-882-9757. We're doing Stunter Stupid, and Pat Oates has wax strips all over his torso, arms, back, and how many on the legs?
1, 2, 3? No, 2. I think one fell off. We'll get more.
Now, I got to tell you, there's a lot of hair on that upper body.
For now.
That has never been shaved.
No.
Never.
Why would I do that?
Right. It's well-rooted hair.
Yeah, I was never on a swim team.
It's Pat Coates.
Pat Coates.
Ugh. Phil.
All right, Emma?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I want to say his stomach.
Okay. Are you watching on chest?
I sure am.
Okay.
So we got upper belly and lower belly. What do you want?
I want to go lower.
Pork belly?
Oh, this one's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
I say good.
You got two corners here.
All right. Okay. All right, Emma, count down from 3.
Yeah, you have
ready?
To do it.
Oh, okay. 3, 2, 1.
Yo!
Oh! Oh!
Whoa.
What?
That sounded like
Velcro.
Get the
camera up. This is Gorbachev's head is on my belly.
What is that?
Look at that bruise.
There was resistance.
Yeah, that happens.
Well, it sat for a while.
We better pull all these off quickly.
I don't think they normally sit for minutes at a time.
Oh, wait, there's rules? No one told me about sitting time.
Oh, boy.
That burns.
That doesn't look good.
Yeah, I've never had an STD, but it probably feels like this.
That looks bad.
First of all, it
didn't get all the hair.
No, it just bruised me, and then the hair stayed to hug it.
That's how strong these hairs are rooted in there.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Ruth.
That's like a hurricane. Like a hurricane just came through, and the trees were like, yeah, I don't think so. You can get a couple branches, but we're not coming down.
Yeah.
There's skin missing.
Yeah. It's almost like you took a wax and ripped it off my body.
Right.
That's the whole game.
Do you know how to remove wax strips without injuring someone?
Call in.
She just shrugged.
Thanks, Emma.
This is all part of it all. So, all right, Emma, thank you. Stephen Milford, pick a spot. Burns.
Good morning.
Hey.
I'm going nipple, baby.
Oh, boy.
That should have been the headliner, but all right, bro. Okay, let's go. You want me to do it? Ruth seems bothered.
I can see your dirty nipples.
Ruth seems bothered, so I will do my own nipple.
You're going to rip your own nipple.
Yes.
I don't want to be responsible.
Okay. Do I get the countdown? Dude wants a countdown?
Steve?
What do you want?
Three, two, one.
Numbers, dude.
Two, one.
Woo! Whoa. That wasn't that bad.
That one, yeah.
That wasn't bad.
The last one, I heard Roots coming out. This one.
That one was a quick, the other one's still burning. I got belly burning
Have
still.
Have a great day, guys.
Right, oh, you too, dude.
I love it.
Have a good day. Go away.
Boston John.
I like that they're still just all on. They have to come off
now. Good
morning. Good morning.
Hey, can we do the back, and can we do it slowly, not just tear it, but slowly with it?
Oh, devious.
Gonna feel every follicle coming out.
Hey, you want that? You go on my OnlyFans,
yeah,
bro.
Don't slow.
All right, Ruth, make it slow. I called you youth. I don't talk right now.
Make it
youth.
Slow, Ruth.
Is this why he flubbles? Because of all
Ready?
The pain.
All right, hold on. Let me
three.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Slow down. We need video. Where you want me? Like this?
Yeah, there we go.
I can just turn around.
Okay, yeah. Oh yeah, there we go.
There we go.
Oh yeah, that vertical stripe. Nice.
Prison style.
Oh god.
Yep. Ready?
Count it down.
Go slow now. Three, two, one.
That was slow was easy. That didn't do anything. Put it back on and rip it. Yeah, go.
Have a good one.
All right, thanks. Yeah,
ready?
Yeah, they got to come off fast.
One, two, three.
Yeah! There it is. Ho-ho. Ooh, let's do slow for the rest of the time. Hey.
Which one would be tough slow is the one
mid?
Dead center in the chest.
I was thinking that or his forearm, because I think that was the first one he put on, so it's been there a while.
For those listening, I have a mohawk in my chest, and I have like an Iron Man patch on the middle there to pull off. So,
Raquel in Torrington.
Hi. Does he have any on his underarm?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I don't really have hair there.
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
It's kind of the one place I kind of take care of. A little bit, but not.
Oh, you do take care of that.
Yeah. I don't like that.
That's
gross. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Well, because people smell there. That's
right.
That's weird.
Right.
People are smelly.
You got to get your deodorant on there.
Yeah, I don't want to be stinky.
All right, so I'll take his chest.
Yeah, you will. All right.
That piece is going to hurt.
Yeah, it's going to hurt. Ruth, you want me to do it? All right.
Going in. No gloves, by the way.
All right, hold on.
Thanks, Raquel.
You're welcome.
You're the best, Raquel. Happy rhymes with hell.
Do a slower face.
I don't know. She can rock in hell. Just pull whichever one you want.
Rip it fast.
Best. Yeah!
Oh, my God!
No!
It's still there.
She didn't even get it all the way.
All the way.
Oh, it looks like a portalette's outlet, a bathroom. Thanks, Raquel.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
Wow. You know, it's funny with all that hair that came off.
It's still so much.
Look at how much is still there.
Yeah, I'm like a young Hasselhoff.
Wow. You could probably, you know, like tie something there and then carry a bowling ball.
Oh, me and what's his name? Batso? You go hanging out pulling boats.
There you go.
I think you could pull an airplane with the roots of those hair.
Batso and Patso are a team.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a ton of hair out on that rip, too.
Oh,
feel so into that this.
It was a ton of hair.
That in slow motion is going to be brutal.
Wow.
Brutal. Ooh. All right, there's still more.
Yeah, we got back, we got leg.
We got some news stories, and then we got to finish this all up. And we'll do it fast. It'll be like rip.
They got to come out.
They got to come out. All right, so we're looking for a haunted house because we have some famous ghost hunters, and they will perform a free service for someone who believes they live in a haunted house. 203-882-9757. Now, Ruth is really into this because when she was younger, she had an experience and she believed she saw a ghost. And the person she was with when she saw the ghost is on the phone now. Kate.
Hi.
Hi, Kate.
Hey, Kate, were you into ghosts before this thing that Ruth is about to tell us happened?
A little bit.
Okay. But it seems like this event changed your life. Now you run Damned Connecticut?
Yeah, I mean, when you see something that you can't explain and you have another person standing right there to confirm that you're looking at something, it kind of changes your perspective.
Yep.
All right, so what happened, Ruth?
So we were in a bowling alley in the valley and went into the ladies' room. Opened up the door. The lights were very dim. It was a very faint red blinking light in the bathroom. And sitting on the floor, in the middle of the floor, surrounded by dozens of dolls, was an old woman. What appeared to be an old woman, a ghostly looking old woman, arranging the dolls. And we both saw her.
Were you guys drinking or taking drugs beforehand?
No.
Kate says no. I say maybe, but...
Nothing that would cause a hallucination.
Nothing that would cause a hallucination.
Okay.
Ruth said,
She smiled a whole bunch, too, just so you know.
But even if... We were...
You weren't tripping. You weren't really loaded. You were just...
Absolutely
you were
not.
Partying a little bit.
Yeah, we were hanging out in a bowling alley playing video games.
That's right.
You did back in the day in the valley.
Yeah.
And it was bizarre. From the moment that we opened the door and noticed that the lights were usually bright, it was very dim. It had red light. I mean, she was there. She was there surrounded by the dolls, and we didn't know what to do. So we just kind of, neither of us said anything. We both just kind of looked at each other and was like, well, we might as well, we're already in here. We don't want to make her mad, so let's just go about our business. So we walked over the dolls, stepped over the lady.
Wow.
Went into the stall and then just got out of there as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Then we decided to go tell our friends, and our friends were... inside. We asked them to come and stand by the door. This was like less than 5 minutes later. Asked them to come stand by the door.
Really?
What's that?
Really short period of time. It didn't take us long to find our friends.
Yeah, not even 5 minutes. Like less than 2 minutes. Like seconds. Right? Ran over, said, come stand, watch by the door. We're going to open up the door. You have to see what we just saw. They go and they stand by the door. We open it up. She's gone. Dolls are gone. Red light's gone, back to normal, like it never happened.
Yeah. How do you explain that?
Drugs.
And we both
Good drugs.
Saw it.
Yeah.
We both saw it.
Drugs.
Good drugs.
Yeah, valley drugs. I've had those.
And we've been talking about this for many years.
Many, many years.
We still don't know how to explain it.
Mm-mm.
And did you do any research on the bowling alley? Did it have some lady with dolls, like get hit in the head with a bowling ball? Or
that's how she dealt with it.
I believe it's been torn down since.
Yeah. There were two bowling alleys in the Valley. One was in Seymour, one was in Derby.
It was Derby.
Derby. Okay, Valley Bowl.
Yeah, and there was Valley Amusements was a video arcade that was connected to it. The bathroom was kind of in the middle of the two.
Got it.
And there was Valley Crazy Lady Film Development in the bathroom, too.
That's a, it's a really weird like thing, film, and the fact that you both saw it is really weird.
Do you think they both saw it?
Yeah, it really is.
We did. No. No, we did.
No, I think she saw it, and Ruth is just living through that dream.
Nope. Saw it with
no, and the thing is, she disappeared so quickly. There was no way she cleaned everything up that quickly. There's no way. Like, I feel like the light bulb had been changed. I don't think anything was dimmed. You know, it's inexplicable. So,
how many dolls?
Dozens and like a lot, like at all least, around.
Oh wow, like where it's really weird. Oh,
okay, yeah.
Not like five.
Around the perimeter of the room,
right, and in a circle around her.
Yeah,
oh,
and she was kind of playing with them, and she looked up at one point and kind of gave a smile, like a child almost, like.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Cool.
And so after we opened the door and she was gone, the dolls were gone, the light was different. We're looking. Right? We're like, well, where could she have stashed all these? There were at least two dozen. So at least two dozen dolls. Looking everywhere, looking in the cabinets, looking under... Nothing. And we didn't see anyone go in or out.
No.
You stepped over her and did your business.
What else are we supposed to do?
Run and scream!
Yeah.
That would have upset her. We just wanted to act like, okay,
she's
cool.
Already nuts! She's playing with dolls in the arcade.
Upsetting her is a better choice than potentially being murdered by a crazy lady in a bathroom.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know this was occupied. I'll come back.
Yeah. Just turn around.
The age I'm at now, I would have run. At 16, 17, maybe we just didn't have the life skills to know that we should get out of there.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How'd you make it through life?
The life skills.
All the time.
You know, that life skill we call self-preservation.
Yeah.
Didn't have that.
Yeah,
we're
we'll
still
just
here.
Step over this crazy lady with dolls in a ladies' room. Wow. And then now you run Damned Connecticut, which is what, Kate?
It's a website where we have a collection of creepy stories, abandoned places, odd things in Connecticut, legends. Connecticut's a pretty strange place.
Especially the bathrooms and bowling alleys.
Yeah.
Very strange.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.